With Secret Outlast, you can go for a jog and smell like you didn't. With Secret Outlast, you can go for a jog in the middle of August and smell like you didn't. With Secret Outlast, you can go for a jog in the middle of August and accidentally finish first in a fun run.
We have a new winner.
And smell like you didn't. With Secret Outlast, you can do anything life throws your way and smell like you didn't. Secret provides 72-hour odor protection. Available in sticks or sprays. Secret works.
Rays are off tonight. They'll play again tomorrow in Tampa against the Rays. Tomorrow night, though, we'll have Georgia baseball for you as the Dawgs take on Tech over at SunTrust Park. 7 o'clock first pitch and a 6:40 airtime right here on The Ref. Right now, it's time for the Athens Little League Report, and it's brought to you in part by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A Beechwood, Barnett Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens. Also, the Georgia Dairy Farmers. What's your milk mood? You can follow on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk On My Mind. The Monday Report, always brought to you by our man Woody Osick. Woody, good morning. How was the weekend?
Oh, it was a great weekend. We're finally enjoying some baseball-like weather.
You got that right. And plenty of sunshine, a little less of the rain. Mother Nature looking good for everybody. And the Athens Little League Report, Woody, take it away.
All righty, here we go. We're going to start out with Boswell Insurance and the Generals in the machine pitch division. They squared off in a highly anticipated matchup between the two teams tied for the division lead. Both teams were coming off losses Thursday night and came out swinging. Boswell slugged out 20 runs in an explosive offensive performance led by Joshua Moore with a big home run, and Charlie and Knox Langley pounding out a multi-hit game as well. The top of the order continued to pound the ball with Colton Carty going 4-for-5 and Carson Thieme going 5-for-5. Brady Katz found his swing with two big hits as well. The Generals were led by William Shuler going 4-for-4. Jennings Holloway was 4-for-4 as well with outstanding plays at shortstop. And Broxton Derricott went 3-for-4 with a home run. Final score, Boswell Insurance 20, the Generals 12. We are going to move on to another machine pitch game where we had the Butler Properties Bombers taking on Johnson Benefits Group Blue Dogs on Saturday afternoon. Johnson Benefits Group was led at the plate by Nash Norris, Warren Miller, Braylon Harper, and Aiden Williams, who were each 3-for-3. Braylon Harper recorded a home run, and Quinn, for the win, Walraven, also recorded his first home run of the season. Butler Properties was served by Whit Butler, who was 2-for-4, and Patrick Johnson, who went 2-for-3 on the afternoon. Final score, Johnson Benefits Group 12, Butler Properties 7. We're going to move on to another machine pitch game where we had Joma Construction facing off with a very tough Garrett Paving, with Joma coming out on top 10-7. Joma was led by a three-hit performance from the table setters Van Jimenez and B.J. Taylor. Eric Morrison also had a three-hit performance. They were supported by big games from Micah Bailey, who had two hits, including a triple and three RBIs, and a resurgent Declan Rushton, who had two hits as well. Joma also played some dazzling defense, with Micah Bailey having five assists, including a game-ending unassisted triple play, and Declan Rustin playing a terrific first base. Garrett was led by Mason Forche, who was 4-for-4 with a homer and a triple, Cody Massey, who was 3-for-4, and Wade Blaine going 2-for-3. Josh Pardo also made a great throw from center field to stop base runners and save a run. Final score, Joma 10, Garrett 7. Moving on to AAA, we had Hayward Allen taking on Carson Plumbing. For Hayward Allen, pitcher Benjamin Lights Out Daniels went 5 2/3 innings with only one hit, three runs, two walks, and seven strikeouts. On Hayward Allen's offensive side, Macon Smash Davis led with a double and a triple in three at-bats. Slammin' Sam Williams hit an inside-the-park home run with three RBIs on the night, and Kendall Smith, Jack Williams, and Ben Bay all had solid base hits to propel Hayward Allen to the win. Final score, Hayward Allen 10, Carson Plumbing 4. Moving on to the majors on Friday night. We had second place Synovus getting a win over first place Chase Park 5-1. This was a real pitcher's duel for the first two innings as neither team was able to get on the board. Synovus drew first blood in the bottom of the third when Hunter Stonecipher doubled to lead off the inning and then scored on a Spencer Fry single. Chase Park bounced right back in the top of the fourth when Lucas Stutz led off with a single and eventually came around to score Chase Park's first run. Chase Park had the bases loaded and were threatening for more when Will the Real Deal Howard made a great play at third for Synovus to end the rally. The game stayed tied 1-1 until Synovus struck for four in the bottom of the fifth, which included a long grand slam to left center by Spencer Spicy Fry. Spencer then shut the door in the top of the sixth to secure the win. For Chase Park, Walter Heckenberg pitched a great game, giving up only two runs through four-plus innings. Charlie Doster, Walter Heckenberg, James Holland, and Lucas Stutz all had hits for Chase Park. For Synovus, Hunter Stonecipher went two and a third innings, striking out seven. Spencer Fry pitched great in relief, giving up only one run and recording four Ks. At the plate for Synovus, Hunter and Spencer both had two hits. Tom Gilley, George Chisholm, Will Howard, Bartez Gillespie, and Isaiah Fillmore all had hits for the Bankers. Synovus moves to 11-5 with the win and will play Hawthorne Drugs on Monday night. And in another majors game on Friday, we had State Bank taking on, who are they playing? Sorry, folks. State Bank had a strong game on Friday, winning 11-1. Miles Cass had a complete game going four solid innings with eight Ks. Josh Northington had two home runs, one being a grand slam in the fourth to completely shut down Law and Order. Sam Gilley, Alexander Leahy, Harry Davis, and Miles Cass went 3-for-3 at the plate. Bryson Morgan, Oliver Seedbaum, Asher McElhannon, Jared Monago, Lefty Lekowitz, and Patrick Howell helped tack on more runs. Complete team effort earned State Bank the 11-1 win. And that, folks, is your Little League report for Monday.
All right, thank you very much, Woody. We appreciate it, and we will catch you again next Monday.
All righty. Thank you. Have a good day.
Woody Osick with the Athens Little League Report, brought to you in part by Shane Todd of Chick-fil-A, Beachwood, Barnett Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens, and also the Georgia Dairy Farmers. What's your milk mood? You can follow on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk On My Mind.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.